It's Monday, the 22nd of December, and with your 7 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbien. The Ministry of International Relations and Trade says it will engage the United States over a pilot program that could require Namibian travelers to pay a visa bond of up to $15,000 for tourists and business visas. One Africa TV's News on One reports that government has pledged to clarify the program's scope and implications while safeguarding bilateral relations and citizens' interests, promising further updates as discussions continue. The Ministry of Industries, Mines and Energy's Anna Salkeus announced that the review of fuel prices for January next year has been finalized. She said international oil prices fell in November due to oversupply, weak demand growth, a softer US dollar, increased US shale production, and the easing of OPEC Plus output cuts.
The prices of petrol 95 and both diesel grades, that's diesel 50 ppm and diesel 10 ppm, will remain unchanged for the duration of January 2026. Petrol will be maintained at 20 Namibia dollars and 58 cents per litre. Diesel 50 ppm will be maintained at 20 Namibia dollars and 13 cents per litre. And diesel 10 ppm at 20 Namibia dollars and 23 cents per litre, consistent with the previous period.
The Rural and Urban Development Minister, James Sankwasa, handed over the final audit report to newly appointed councillors in Katimamulilo on Friday, urging them to implement all of its recommendations. In this report by News on One's Ludor Fiambo, Sankwasa warned that some issues uncovered in the audit of former councillors dismissed in October point to possible criminal conduct rather than mere administrative incompetence.
Sankwasa said that while the ministry will pursue the administrative infringements at the town council, it will also pursue the criminal aspects against the individuals involved. Sankwasa also urged the newly elected councillors to be people-oriented in the executions of their duties to the residents of Katimamulilo. The Katimamulilo Town Council was led by Maria Kandumbu, who was appointed administrator on the 1st September, following the dissolutions of the previous council due to corruption. Kambende Kambende has now been sworn in as the new mayor.
Ghana's President John Dramani Mahama met with a global delegation advocating for reparations for transatlantic slavery and colonialism, who urged him to encourage other African leaders to choose courage over comfort in supporting the movement, according to Reuters reports. The group, comprising experts from Africa, the Caribbean, Europe, Latin America, and the United States, presented Mahama with key actions under the Africa Union's reparation agenda. To North America, where in the U.S., lawmakers who drafted the Epstein Files legislation say they're working on a new plan to increase pressure on officials amid outrage over the volume of documents still to be released. Mitch McCann reports for us from New York.
After the Department of Justice released only some of the documents related to Jeffrey Epstein, lawmakers are now working to pile pressure on Attorney General Pam Bondi to release all of the documents. Republican Thomas Massie and Democrat Ro Khanna lead efforts in Congress to force their release, and Khanna says they are building support to hold the Attorney General in contempt, meaning she could be fined every day that the documents aren't released. The Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche, is defending the removal of images, including one featuring Donald Trump, saying they are checking privacy concerns raised by victims or advocates. The Justice Department says more files will be released in the coming weeks. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.